Conclusion. Right at the start, I noted that Bible translators have struggled over the words sanctification and holiness and the like, and that this has not helped believers come to a right understanding of the vital doctrine of sanctification. By way of conclusion, and in order to drive home the point I have been making, let me quote some of the leading texts we have looked at, and offer my own translation, justified, I hope, by the argument I have set out throughout this volume. The writer to the Hebrews told us, "We have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all." When Christ had offered for all time a single sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God. For by a single offering, he has perfected for all time those who are being sanctified. Hebrews 10:10-14. It is my conviction that we should understand this to mean, we have been perfectly separated unto God through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. When Christ had offered for all time a single sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God. For by a single offering he has perfected for all time those who are being made holy in their experience. Paul addressed the Corinthians, to the church of God that is in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints. You are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, righteousness and sanctification and redemption. You were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 2, verse 30, and 6, 11. It is my conviction that we should understand this to mean, to the church of God that is in Corinth, to those who are perfectly separated unto God in Christ Jesus, called to be holy in their experience, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, righteousness, and our perfect separation unto God and redemption. You were washed, you were perfectly separated unto God, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. Paul told the Ephesians, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and are faithful in Christ Jesus, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. Ephesians 1:1-4 and 5:25-27. I am convinced he meant Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, to those who are perfectly separated unto God and are being made holy in their experience, who are in Ephesus and are faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be perfectly separated unto God and blameless before him. Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might perfectly separate her unto God, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be perfectly separated unto God, be made holy in experience, and be absolutely perfected at Christ's return, and without blemish. Hence, fivefold sanctification.